Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, guys, give a big hoot at welcome. We have on the line with us new Saints cornerback, Kool-Aid McKinstry, joining WWO Saints Radio. Congratulations, man, and welcome to Saints Radio. How you been?
Hey, how you guys are?
We're doing great, man. How you feeling being coming down to New Orleans and being drafted in the black and gold?
Man, I feel good, man. Blessed opportunity, man. Ready to be a part.
Kool-Aid, Mike Dettillier here with WWL. How much kind of pre-draft did you have with the Saints as far as if it was with the head coach, defensive coordinator, defensive back coach? A lot of times it doesn't quite equal. Sometimes there's little kind of contact and sometimes there's a lot. But how much contact did you have with the Saints before today?
We met at the combine and also the DC came down and we went over ball. We talked over a game and Yeah, it was that, man. I had a great conversation with them. And also at the combine, we had a real, real deep conversation. I remember leaving the room and calling my mom and was like, man, that conversation, that was real.
Kool-Aid, I got an old friend of mine, Pete Jenkins, and he told me this about you. He said, man, Kool-Aid is one tough dude and one smart guy. Not a lot of guys are going to beat Kool-Aid one-on-one downfield. And I know he worked with the defensive line, but he got to see you so much at the University of Alabama.
Yes, sir. That's true fact.
Kool-Aid, how you doing? Deuce McAllister, man. Congratulations. Got to ask you, where in Alabama are you originally from?
Birmingham.
So you are a Birmingham kid. So that's what, about 4.5 hours roughly to New Orleans for your family?
Yes, sir, five.
Five hours. So for them, they've got to be extremely happy that, you know, it's almost just like it's almost for them almost like you're in college again. I mean, because they can come and see you play. You know, some of your teammates may end up in New York or they may end up out on the West Coast and, you know, the family may not get to be involved. But for you, it'll be a lot different. You know, just talk a little bit about the process of what this draft I guess season or opportunity has been like since your season has been over and what you had to do or were doing to get ready for this point.
Pretty much, man, just training, working on my game. You know, just trying to make sure that I'm growing as a person and growing as an athlete, just working, man. And on every aspect of me as an athlete and a person.
What do you have as your biggest strengths that you bring to the Saints secondary?
I'm going to get a tough, tough corner, tough guy as a DB in general, man. A guy who can play man, a guy who can play zone, a guy who don't have a problem with tackling, a guy that's going to give his all day in and day out.
So, Kool-Aid, this is Mike Haas. I do the play-by-play for the Saints. And first off, tell me about the origin of Kool-Aid and how you got it, and what is your original name?
I got my name Kool-Aid. When my mom was having me, my grandmother was in there. She said that when I came out, I was smiling. She said I had a Kool-Aid smile. So that's how I got the name Kool-Aid. And my real name is JaQuincy.
But you've obviously been going from Kool-Aid since you were
a baby.
From a baby, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, you talked about it, and just in your short conversation, and I'm assuming it was with Joe Woods at the Combine.
Yes, sir.
The conversation you had, I could almost feel it in your voice. Tell me about that conversation a little more, what it was about, what it was that made you kind of feel so good about it.
Man, you know, just the questions that I was asking, it felt very personal, and it felt like they want to know who I am, and he wants to know, like, what's up with me. And those questions, it just felt real, man. I'm not going to tell a story. It just felt more real.
Kool-Aid, playing for Coach Saban, you might have a defensive secondary coach, but Coach Saban's coaching the secondary too. How was it learning the different coverage, different techniques from the greatest head coach in college football history, but his expertise was in the secondary?
Yes, sir, of course. He used to be with the corners every day, literally every day, meetings, any drills, everywhere we was, Coach Saban was there. And just to be around Coach Saban and be able to take everything in him, soak it in like a sponge, man, was just, you know, very good for me.
Kool-Aid, I know you dealt with the injury to your foot. You know, where are you at with that injury as far as your foot? You know, do you feel like that you will be able to, you'll be good for OTAs, and if not, for sure by minicamp? Or at least, training camp?
Well, you know, when I get down there with the team and meet Team Doc, which is the doc who did my foot, that's crazy. I just thought about that. But, you know, we'll have a great plan just because I've been working with this doctor since. He's the same doctor that was at Alabama with me. So we'll have a great plan. And so we'll see what they say, and when I meet up with them, and we'll see how everything's going to go.
Kool-Aid, you've been visiting Louisiana much? Have you gotten to see and experience New Orleans, the city?
Say that one more time. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. It was low.
I know. There's a birthday celebration going on here at Hooters.
They're just celebrating the drafting of Kool-Aid.
That's right. They're like, Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid.
Just wondering if you've been to the city of New Orleans before. Have you gotten to experience what it's like yet?
Well, you know, we played down there my sophomore year, and I didn't really get to experience it just because we had a game, but we stayed right there on Bourbon Street, so I walked the street like one time, but it was a game for me, so I didn't really just get to experience it as much.
Kool-Aid, after the Alabama game, the LSU wide receivers, Brian Thomas, Malik Nabers, both guys going round one, and they made the comment, the toughest cornerback they went up against all year long, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yes, sir.
Those guys were pretty good, weren't they?
Yes, sir.
So they gave you your props that you were the guy.
Yes, sir.
Kool-Aid, this is Mike Haas again. Last question.
They know football. They know football. Those two guys are good players. They know football. It's going to show.
I love it. Just talk about playing with Arnold and how, you know, he goes earlier, but you both kind of pushed each other and how that made you a better player, and you made him a better player.
Yeah, man, you know, just working with each other, pushing each other day in and day out, man, it really helped us to get to where we are now.
Well, Kool-Aid, what we ask from all our new draft picks that come to the Saints, you got to give us one loud, huge hoot at for all the fans out there.
Hoot at.
All right, sounds good to me. You got to be ready for game day come Sundays in the Superdome. I know you've been down here before, and I know you'll be looking forward to experience that home field advantage in the dome.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Kool-Aid.
Thanks so much, Kool-Aid.
That was Saints' new quarterback, Kool-Aid McKinstry, right here on WWL Saints Radio.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.